His name is Peter Baldwin, and he's the founder of Bird Dogs Shorts. You've probably seen him on Shark Tank, where Mark Cuban obliterated his pitch. Look, Mark, he'll admit it. The invention of the first ever stretch khaki shorts that feel amazing, look amazing, and can wear literally anywhere wasn't his best idea. But he's got more, like Dog Trader. Just like Auto Trader, but you can sell your old dog. Eh? Mark, I know you'd invest if you just gave him one more shot. So go to birddogs.com/radio and join the 2 million men who think Bird Dogs shorts are a great idea. Or DM Mark Cuban and tell him to give Peter one more shot.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer, Jack Stern, for tonight holding it down from New York City. And thank you for listening. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Maybe you're on your way to have a drink. Maybe you've had one. Maybe you're at work getting to the money. Maybe you're just relaxing. Whatever you're doing, hope you're safe. Hope you're having a great night, because that's exactly what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's been a busy night. It's been a busy Friday. Messi made his debut for Inter Miami and won. Game-winning goal at the foot of Messi. Of course it was. The United States women's national team, they win their opening match in the World Cup 3-0 against Vietnam. Washington Commanders have a great press conference on Friday, introducing Josh Harris and then also Magic Johnson. Nice to know that Daniel Snyder is gone. A beautiful thing. Now, the New York Giants, Saquon Barkley not signing his franchise tag. New York Giants say, okay, we'll just sign James Robinson. Yeah, he's been hurt and coming off of injuries and not playing, but yeah, we'll just have him here just in case Saquon don't want to work. Told you about Stephen A. Smith. Let everybody know on his own podcast, not on an ESPN property, but let everybody know, oh yeah, we at ESPN, we're trying to bring Shannon Sharp into the fold. And I said, Skip Bayless must be kicking himself in the ass. Melvin Gordon joining the Baltimore Ravens. I guess that's one running back, another running back that got himself a deal. Think about this. Melvin Gordon has fumbled his way into a one-year, $3 million deal for a running back. And J.K. Dobbins on the PUP list because he got a busted-up knee. Just wild stuff going on. So we have so much more to get into as we continue on with the show. We have more NFL players upset about their Madden ratings. Patrick Mahomes, as highly rated as anybody could be, along with Aaron Donald. And so we got a lot to do. I want you to hear about Messi, and we'll hear from Magic Johnson again later on in the show, and we'll get into some more football. I know Bryce Young, he signed his deal today as well. I think he's the only rookie quarterback, certainly someone at his stature, who's already signed his slotted deal. And there's not a lot of deviation in those rookie contracts. They're pretty much boilerplate, give or take a few $100,000 in guarantees. But we'll talk about it all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to the callers who have been waiting patiently. Let's go to Greg from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick, we just got you in Detroit right now. What made you want to go have a drink? What happened with the caller real quick?
Oh, no.
What did he make you? I love what you do when you get somebody that's just off the shizzle.
Oh, no. I spent about 20 minutes talking to callers about how much I don't particularly care for Skip Bayless, and someone called up and said that I was defending him.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
I think Sharp and Bayless were like yin and yang. I mean, I don't know if they really liked each other. Do you think they did, or what do you think?
I think there was a professional respect, and I think as time went on that started to wane, and that's
okay.
Certainly the reason why Shannon Sharp decided to, get a buyout of his contract.
I love Shannon. I really like his style. Messi. I love that he's in Miami. I love what he's doing. I consider him the GOAT, like Labrizzi. Now, real quick, I don't know about this, but Is the soccer that Messi's playing right now, does it go towards all his goals and his titles and all his MVPs? Because there's so many different leagues. I don't know how they keep track.
I think it's – well, it gets set up as an overall, and then you kind of break it down to the particular league. He obviously played for PSG, which is in the French league, and he played in Barcelona, which is the Spanish league, and then there are the goals for the national team in Argentina. And so, yes, there's an accumulative amount when it's all said and done, and then you take a look at what he's done in league play, and he's in a new league now in MLS. Even though the match today – wasn't against an MLS opponent. It was a part of the League Cup, which is basically it's a promo matchup between MLS teams and then also Mexico. So, everything gets accumulated, but they kind of get separated out against, for whoever he's playing at that moment, or for who, I should say.
JR, thanks for that explanation. You have a great weekend, and as usual, everybody, go for your dreams.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Greg, so much for calling from Michigan. And, speaking of Messi and speaking of GOATs, I want you to hear these clips from tonight from Miami. It was a big-time scene down in Miami, Messi making his debut for Inter Miami. They beat Cruz Azul, which happens to be a club from Mexico. The game was tied up at 1-1. Here we are in about the 54th minute of the match. Messi did not start the match, and he came on. But before that, you heard Greg from Michigan reference LeBron. LeBron James was there. Kim Kardashian was there. David Beckham, who owns the team, was there with his wife, Victoria. Kim K was there. And LeBron James, he wasted no time in greeting Messi right before the match. All of this audio comes courtesy of Apple TV, which broadcasted the game. Let's take a listen to LeBron James just saying what's up to another great player.
What do you make of it?
I mean, LeBron James here.
LeBron James is here, right?
Uh-oh.
LeBron James and everyone around the world is trying to be a part of this moment. But imagine if Apple TV wasn't part of this program.
Well, bigging up himself there or bigging up his employer. Why not? Why don't you? And then I told you, Messi, he came on at the 54th minute, and he got a nice ovation, a loud cheer, a big – you don't get this in a soccer match. I mean, he got the announcement of a lifetime.
Please. Substitution for Inter Miami CF. Please welcome the world's number 10, and now your number 10, La Familia. Please welcome to the pitch for the first time in Rosa y Negro, número 10, Lionel Messi.
Welcome. Yeah. And then, 94th minute. End of the game, free kick. Messi sent everybody home, and of course he did. This is the storybook type stuff that happens to Messi. Listen to this.
Here it is. Messi! Could it have been any other way?
little bit more excitement than the guy who was calling the women's match where the USA beat Vietnam 3-0. Everybody can't be on the same level of excitement now, can we? Congratulations, Messi. Atlanta United is next. And for the USA women's squad, they have the Netherlands. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, man. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Belletti was giving me the numbers on the TuneIn, or not the Sirius app, of Bryce Young's contract.
Yes.
And people that have won the Heisman that haven't played a single snap in the NFL, like some range from Peyton Manning to some are as bad as Ryan Leaf. We just don't know what this guy is going to do when he gets here. So for him to get, let's just round up $2 million and then average it out, for him to get $10 million a year like these three running backs, I think it's kind of unfair. I think it's kind of a slap in the face. What do you think?
One of our prior callers had referenced Sam Bradford and all the money that he got, and it really irked all of the veteran quarterbacks who've been playing forever, and then you got a rookie who comes in and has never played it down, and he's making more money than all of us. I certainly understand that. The NFL has gone to lengths now to pretty much say, this is where you got drafted, this is how much money you're going to make, and this is what things should be for you moving forward. I don't know if it's that big of an issue if we think about comparisons. Bryce Young, he was drafted number one overall. He is a Carolina Panther. It doesn't matter who ended up in that slot. It could have been a running back. The running back would have gotten that salary. Except for, here's the thing. Nobody wants to pay running backs. It's pretty much an outlier, a shock to everybody this year that you had Jahmyr Gibbs go to the Lions. You had Bijan Robinson come to the Atlanta Hawks, or excuse me, the Falcons. It's unusual, man. So here's the thing. You want to know who's not complaining? And I mentioned this earlier this week. The Players Association. Like, they should be the ones screaming from the mountaintops about the running backs and them not being paid. The other players aren't doing it. Only the running backs are, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for taking my call, JR. You have a good show. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Eric. I appreciate you. Shout-outs to everybody listening out in Texas. My friends at The Loop. We got folks tuning in San Antonio and Austin and Dallas. I told you about The Loop in Houston, 610. If anybody's going to scream for a running back, it should be the union. And they ain't making no noise. Like, what gives? Why do the running backs have to get together and have, like, a secret powwow of a meeting to try to get their worth? And I'm sure, yeah, Saquon Barkley, I'm sure this man is mad. He can look at his own teammate. All things considered, if you had the plug Saquon Barkley up to a lie detector test, and you said, who is more important, or who's a better player? Maybe most important ain't the word. Is it you or Daniel Jones? You don't think Saquon Barkley would say, I'm better than him? Would the New York Giants have had the same success last year if Saquon was still really trying to fight back from an ACL? It was a 1-2 punch. Daniel Jones running the ball. Saquon Barkley running the ball. If you had a lesser running back out there, would the Giants have the same success? Would they surprise everybody and go 9-7 and with a draw and go into the playoffs? Probably not. I don't think so. So Saquon sees Daniel Jones get $40 million a year. $40 million a year. He only gets 10. All things considered, for his importance to the team, is it fair? I don't think so. I notice as well, you start thinking about life ain't fair, is it? It's tough being a running back. Eric is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how we doing, JR?
Good.
I was going to talk about Stitt, but I can't help but think about the running back situation, man. It, like Pacheco, seventh round draft pick, very productive on his rookie contract for the next, what, 3 years probably? Then you're talking about franchise tag. He will never get paid based off the work that he has shown that he can do.
Yeah.
And Saquon definitely deserves every dollar that he wants, especially over a guy like Jones. Like, what did he sign for, $40 million a year or something
like
that?
Yeah, Daniel Jones, yes. Four years, 40, yes.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Saquon, I mean, well, you got to think about the when we think about the salary structures – the top QBs now are getting 50, a little more than 50 per. And so,
I mean, most important spot is the QB, but I mean, Saquon, we could argue, is more important to that team than Daniel Jones. You could put just about half the league of quarterbacks over there and potentially have the same result.
Yeah, It certainly explains the frustration, which I would think is justified. You look at what the New York Giants – I just said this. You look at what the Giants did last year. If I put in a marginal running back and not Saquon, the Giants don't have the same type of success. I think you can swap out the QB and you might get the same results. And so, hell yeah. If you're Saquon Barkley and you walk into the locker room –
Well, the PA too. Let's talk the PA, like – We know there's quarterbacks representing in there, but do we know any running backs that are representing in the PA?
The Players Association?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Every team has its delegate, but those delegates mostly share information and attend meetings and share it with the team. It's not so much in regards to voting power. Every player in the NFL has an opportunity, especially when the collective bargaining agreement comes across, to have a voice. And so it's not about...
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's perfect sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.
About having a running back or some running backs be more representative, man, there's no position or anybody weighted more or less than anybody. It's the Players Association in general that's quiet.
You think it's a lot to do with how the game is being played, though, too? Nowadays, there's not no
I don't
down
think...
back.
Well,
like, there's not a lot of guys that play all three downs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we know, and thank you, Eric, for calling from Michigan. We know why running backs are being devalued. It's because they're easily replaceable. They can get hurt. And you mentioned Pacheco out of Rutgers. They don't got to get paid a lot of money. That's it. And so if I can squeeze something out of you and I only got to pay you $3 million and Christian McCaffrey is here and Saquon Barkley is here and I got to pay him between 10 and 16, hey, I got a guy over here for three. Oh, there's a new dude. He just got drafted. I'm going to bring him over here too. I don't got to pay him nothing. Like, it's simple math. It's not fair. And then you end up like Saquon Barkley, who, yes, he did tear his ACL. The year before that, he did run around with a high ankle sprain. But the NFL, man, it's tough. It's a tough business. Saquon has to feel it. Like, who wouldn't? Okay, sure, the quarterback is going to make more money. Sure, the quarterback makes more money than everybody on the team. Sure, the quarterback is the most important position on the entire team. He's going to get more bread than everybody. He's making $40 million a year. I'm just as important, or maybe more important. I'm making $10 a year. And you just got to sit down and take it, right? It's enough that you're already in the NFL. We know you're going to get cut, right? They're going to use you up. I don't care what position. When your time is done, you are done. You are cooked. You are out the door. Finito. Sucks. 855-212-4CBS. You know what? Somebody who did get a contract today, and he also had success, but his time as a star probably over, is Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon is now a member of the Baltimore Ravens. J.K. Dobbins is on the PUP list with his busted up knee. And Melvin Gordon had some interesting comments to make about just the running back position. I want to share that with you on the other side of the break. I mean, we got running backs. Here's a teaser. We got running backs who make it very clear. Man, if I had a choice, if I could turn back the hands of time, I wouldn't have stuck with the running back position. We're going to hear from Melvin Gordon on the other side of the break, the newest Baltimore Raven. He got paid only $3 million. Only $3 million. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Your calls and more. CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, shout outs to all the healthcare workers. Man, they take, man, you know how much crap they got to take from the patients? And sometimes their own co-workers, the doctors, I mean, damn. Sometimes they got to take crap literally. If you help take care of somebody, God bless you, man. It's some rough going out here. It's not easy. It's not easy. You deserve a raise. If you want a raise, call me, put me on the phone with your manager, whoever it is. I'll cuss them out for you, okay? And Deion Sanders, he had his surgery. He said he's feeling good. So we talked about this a couple of nights ago, Deion Sanders, and oh, my God, just having the clots removed from his legs, and he's already had a couple of toes amputated. They straightening out his feet. He's trying to save his foot, and he says he feels good after his latest surgery, and all things being equal, I hope it is his last one. We were talking about running backs before we went to break. The New York Giants bringing in some insurance with James Robinson, knowing that Saquon Barkley did not sign his franchise tag. And I told you that Melvin Gordon, who is a multiple-time Pro Bowler, was on the Chargers for about 4 or 5 years, been on Denver the past couple of years. Denver said no thank you when he started fumbling the rock around. He goes to the Chiefs, doesn't even play. But now Melvin Gordon, today, signed by the Ravens, 1 year, $3 million. I know J.K. Dobbins is not happy about his contract status. Maybe he should worry about his health first. And Melvin Gordon comes in. It's kind of crazy to think about this, but Melvin Gordon is already 30 years old. And ironically, with all this talk about running backs and their value, Melvin Gordon, who played ball at Wisconsin, is from Wisconsin, was on the radio in Wisconsin on ESPN. And Melvin Gordon went as far to say, man, if I would have had a chance to not play running back or play another position, I would have. And if my own son, if I had a kid and he wanted to play running back, I would have told him, man, just go figure out something else to do. Take a listen to this.
Oh, man, I'd play a different position. I you know, if I'm blessed enough to have a son, don't even ask me to play running back. You're not playing. You know, go play baseball or something. Go figure this out. You know, you better chance, stay in school, try to get your education. Do that regardless. But running back is out the question. There's no way. There's no way you're going to play unless you really just, like, set stone on it, like you don't care. But, I mean, it's just
you
it's,
care.
It's not really worth it. Yeah, I care, but I care. My son was like, okay, if I had a son like that, I want to be like you. I'd be like, well, all right, you know. But if he, if I'm given a suggestion when you start, go to receiver or cornerback. No, you're going to be pretty tall. You'll make it. Actually, I was hesitant on going to Wisconsin because I thought they wanted me as DB. The money they making. I wish I would have stayed at DB.
Oh, man. We got running backs out here. And that was only about a week ago. And now he signed with the Ravens to play running back for $3 million. There's no guarantee that he'll stick with the team. We got running backs saying, oh, yeah, I wish I wasn't a running back. The NFL should just send all the wideouts to the line of scrimmage, no receivers. Everything should just be running and out. We don't need no running back. Just send out 5 wide receivers. That's it. Maybe the NFL will get there one day. Maybe we are really looking at the phase out of the running back. 855-212-4CBS. Neil is calling from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Neil, what's up?
Hey, JR, how are you?
Very well, man.
Hey, I'm just calling about my Cincinnati Bengals. I'm a little bit worried that the window's closing for us. I know we're going to re-sign Joe Burrow for a long-term contract, but I feel like this year might be our last chance. You know, we're going to try to re-sign Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins might be a free agent. Joe Mixon's gone. So what are we going to do? You know, I feel like this is our last chance. What do you think?
For all of the years, are you snake-bitten from all the years the Bengals have been bad?
Oh, I'm absolutely snake-bitten, JR.
Well, now's not the time to be negative. You got to be optimistic, man. To think that the Bengals are even for you to have to even call me and think about the window being closed, man, be happy that the window is open. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. A lot of people consider Joe Burrow to be the second best QB in the league overall. And, I mean, you almost just went back to the Super Bowl. Why are you worried about that?
Well, Jay, you know, as a Bengals fan, you know, I am snake-bitten. I mean, we haven't been good. But the last 3 years have been a blessing. You know, we've been to the Super Bowl. Last year, we're a step away from the Super Bowl. But I feel like now is the time. Outside of this year, with T. Higgins, if we lose T. Higgins, I'm a little bit worried.
Man, I wouldn't worry about that. This is what I know. The AFC North is typically very competitive. The Bengals, I don't want to say they came out of nowhere, but it feels like they didn't get the attention that they deserved last season, and they were a step away from going back to the Super Bowl. Any NFL team, you ain't going nowhere if you don't have a QB. And the Bengals have someone who is an elite QB in the game. They're going to be fine. I wouldn't worry about it, man. Worry about something else. Who are some of your other teams?
I mean, worry about the Chiefs, Bills.
No, I'm not. I'm not asking you who you worried about. What other sports teams do you like? Support.
Oh, like other sports? Well, the Reds. Well, the Reds are. You know, I'm a Cincinnati guy.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, I understand. Yeah, you should just be miserable then, Neil. But anyway, cheer up, okay? Friday night. Are you driving?
I just got home, JR.
Oh, have a beer.
Do I need another one?
Yeah, take two. Put you to bed. Thank you, Neil.
All right, see you, JR.
No doubt about it, man. There's some fans that just some fan bases. Your team just beats you into the ground, and then you get up and it beats you right back down into the ground. And it's like, oh man, the Cincinnati Bengals are actually a respectable franchise for right now, at least. And he's just like, oh, man, if we don't win nothing this year, what do you think? Y'all are going to turn into a pumpkin? The Cincinnati Bengals will be okay, man. I wonder if their owner is still charging them for Gatorade and towels. I hope not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's not even the craziest thing that I've heard. I actually heard today that James Harden, the Sixers are expecting this guy at training camp. Why? They want this dude to show up and just torpedo the whole team? I could see Joel Embiid like ping-ponging his head off of the locker as James Harden tries to make his great escape. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We got some Madden ratings that came out. I'll tell you where Joe Burrow is. I'll tell you where Mahomes is. We got more to do. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We got a lot of people just being honest and just saying whatever the hell is on their mind, right? Magic Johnson made it very clear. He's like, listen, I wouldn't be here with Washington, the Commanders. I didn't come here for vanity. I came here to win, okay? He's being forthright. With all the talk about running backs and their value and their worth, Melvin Gordon, ridiculously honest. Just a couple of days ago, prior to joining the Ravens on Friday, Melvin Gordon came out his mouth and said, man, if I could go back in time, I wouldn't play running back. I don't get no respect. I would tell my son not to play running back. And speaking of just saying whatever the hell you want, whatever's on your mind, I want to remind people of this. I also saw this come down the pipe today because there's always an update when it comes to an NBA player wanting to move, right? It's James Harden, and we know he wants out from Philadelphia. His feelings are hurt that his biggest supporter of all time, Daryl Morey, couldn't secure a long-term contract. I guess James Harden still thinks that he's an MVP caliber player. He's not. You might consider him to be a borderline all-star who just leads the league in assists. He can go off every now and then, but the consistency isn't there. He's cooked. At least his body is. He's not the same player. That's just what it is. He's going to turn 34 years old in August. And it's been reported that James Harden wants out of Philly. We know that. He wants to go to the Clippers. We've heard that. I guess if you're a Clippers fan, all five of you, it's still pretty new to hear people say they want to play for your team. But James Harden wants to go. And Daryl Morey basically said, I'm just not going to move the guy. I need to get something of value in return. So I may not move him if I don't get anything. Now, we've seen James Harden kind of diss his own teammates on the way out of Houston, forced his way out. We've seen him do the same thing in Brooklyn. We're seeing him do the same thing in Philadelphia, a place where he said he wanted to go. So James Harden got no problem, throwing a fit like a toddler in order to be traded, in order to be moved. It is just so crazy to me that James Harden can do this to a GM, a man who's paid him and has had his back like no other. And so Melvin Gordon, you thought he said something interesting a couple of days ago. I want to take you back to 2019 when Daryl Morey, not with the Sixers yet at the time, but Daryl Morey used to run the Rockets, told everybody how good James Harden was. And all these years later, James Harden basically doesn't like this man. Listen to what Daryl Morey had to say about him.
If you looked at data at the time, once he had the ball in his hands, and it's still true to this day, and I get a lot of because someone asked me who's a better scorer, him or Michael Jordan, and it's just factual that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
Based on literally, you give
James Harden the ball, and before you're giving up the ball, how many points do you generate, which is how you should measure offense. James Harden is by far number one in NBA history, and he was number one even at the Oklahoma City Thunder. It just, he was coming off the bench. It was a little more hidden. So you needed good data to sort of suss that out. So we knew he had that amazing skill to be a scorer.
Yeah, people probably aren't going to like you saying that.
No, people hate it. Now, the counter argument is reasonable. They say if you put Michael Jordan on a team now, he would do more than James Harden. That's possible. But if you're just saying like NBA history, how much, if you give this guy the ball, how much does his team score after you give him the ball before the other team gets the ball? It's James Harden.
Oh, my God. James Harden is mad at that guy. James Harden wants to leave that guy. And shout outs to 100 Thieves and Rockets Insider. That was from 2019. And sure, a whole lot can happen and a whole lot has happened between 2019 and today in 2023.
Hi, my name is PJ Vogt. I host the podcast Search Engine, where every week I hunt down the answers to the questions I can't get out of my head. Like, why are drug dealers poisoning their customers with fentanyl? Or, is my local sushi restaurant a part of an international scam? Or, how sad are the monkeys at the zoo? If you, like me, find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out the show. On the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
Daryl Morey is an NBA president. He's running the Philadelphia 76ers. At one point in time, he thought that James Harden was a better scorer than Michael Jordan. James Harden needs to give this man a commission. James Harden needs to wash his car, needs to pick up his groceries, he needs to, just give him money. How can somebody kiss your ass that much and now you want to bitch, whine, moan, and complain out the door? Oh, yeah. He's better scorer than Michael Jordan, and the numbers say so. I don't give a damn what a number says. James Harden is not. Some people never appreciative. And by the way, that is still one of the wildest statements I have ever heard in my life. Forget the scoring. How about the winning? And now what you want? Don't you want somebody that's going to win? Who cares about the scoring? Give me a winner. James Harden, just perpetually miserable. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, JR? I was driving past Colony Square when I first called, so I looked at
it. Why didn't you drop some food off at me? What are you doing?
No, seriously, I should have. We just opened a new store right down the street. New Vietnamese spots. You got to come see it then.
Oh, where is it?
Marietta Street, next to a couple of, next to like Bar Taco, Northside Tavern. It's called LaFette.
You're in West Midtown, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fancy. What's the name of the place?
LaFette, LeFAT. It's a good new French Vietnamese cuisine spot.
Oh, yeah. I'll be by there soon. Well, what else is on your mind besides me being greedy?
So I have a question because a lot of people don't watch football. A lot of my friends, unfortunately, don't even know a lot of my friends. Trying to explain to them the running back situation and make correlations into regular day jobs has been a problem for me. I've tried to explain it many ways, but they just don't get it. I was wondering if you had any idea how to take a regular day job and sort of correlate it to what the running backs are going through, reference, just getting worked hard all the time and then put out before they really get their second contract.
It's tough, man, because there isn't a job that's unique to the NFL. I mean, we can all relate to being underpaid, not appreciated, and I don't even think that's a matter of just professional. You can think about your personal life. You know, people aren't always appreciated and shown or valued for what you bring to your own household. But that's a conversation for another day. Or maybe I'm speaking from experience.
That's a very valid point. I never even thought of it from that avenue.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm personally venting right now. But besides that, I got a life now. But besides that, man, if you got to think about things from a professional basis, can't everybody relate to that a little bit? Underpaid, disrespected?
Right. My only example I give them is a general manager of a restaurant. Oh. You're there 7 days a week. You're expected to know how to do everything. If someone else isn't there, you pick up their slack. So they work you to death 7 days a week. Then once they're done with you, they're like, oh, we're going to move in another direction. Thanks for all you did. Appreciate how we got here. We're going to move on.
Oh, wow. So what's so difficult for your friends to understand about that? That seemed pretty clear-cut.
See, and that's what I thought, but they just don't get the football aspect. Again, don't know why they're my friends.
Maybe, are your friends stupid?
Trust me, I've pondered that many a time.
It's possible, man. Maybe you need new friends.
No, never mind. Dump button ready. I hope you have a great rest of your show, boss, and I'll bring you some food. If I don't see you over there, I'll stop by, call me, swear.
I'll swing on by. I appreciate you, Brian. Hit me up on social media. Let's make it happen, okay?
All right. Cheers, brother. Have a great show.
All right. Be well. Thank you, Brian, for calling from Atlanta. Let's go to Greenville. Hey, Jarrett, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you?
Man, doing well. How about yourself?
Man, I'm living. I'm breathing. I'm going to get good food here in Atlanta. I'm okay. What's up?
Amen, brother. I was just calling. I wanted to ask you a Major League Baseball question. I wanted to ask you, who was your favorite team growing up, and who is your bet for the World Series this year?
Well, I like the Atlanta Braves if their pitching doesn't fall apart between now and October. So I like the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. And then growing up, I grew up in the Bronx, New York, so I like the New York Yankees, and they are complete trash.
Hey, they got a good batting lineup. Their pitching seems to struggle I'm a Braves guy too.
Help me out. The Yankees have a good what?
They got a decent batting lineup.
No, they don't. Their bats are pathetic. They're like in the bottom 1, 2, and 3 with a bat in their hands in baseball. They're terrible.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't watch the Yankees a whole lot, but good. I watch the Braves, you know, most
of the time. The Braves have what the Yankees don't have. That's called offense. You're thinking about the Yankees of years past. They called them the Bronx Bombers. These Yankees just bomb. They won tonight against Kansas City, but no, the Yankees they're trying to piece things together right now, man. They're praying for Aaron Judge to come back to save them, but they ain't enough.
Hey, maybe they can pick something up. Who knows?
Barry Bonds would have to come back with all of his drugs, man. It's just it's just it.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you so much, Jared, for calling from Greenville. They ain't nothing saving the New York Yankees. The Yankees would have to bring back every steroid user that they ever gave a check to, okay? Alex Rodriguez would have to come back in the time machine. Jason Giambi would have to come back in the time machine. They'd have to exhume, Babe Ruth to come help them out. The Yankees are just looking sad, man. Not fun. They look miserable. Ain't nobody can make contact. Ugh. Spare me. No thanks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about someone, I don't know, I guess he's in a miserable mood too. It's C.J. Stroud. We know Bryce Young, he got his contract, and C.J. Stroud is worried about his Madden ratings. Also, this additional news about the Commanders. not only do they have new ownership, it was confirmed by Magic Johnson and Josh Harris that they might change the name again. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got you. More is coming on the other side.